The Choice Foundation, which runs Lafayette Academy, gathered parents at Xavier University and brought in a lung doctor. Pulmonologist Dean Edel works at the Children's Hospital of New Orleans. He says, based on records from the Department of Environmental Quality, students were safe during the 2017 asbestos removal job.
The exposure is basically negligible, almost uncalculable.
But parents were frustrated they weren't told the job was being done while their children were in the building. Then this year, the Recovery School District tried to finish removing the asbestos, and workers botched the job. Now, kids are headed to school in a different building, the old McDonough 35. And parents, like Contrice Tyson, worry about their safety there.
How can you assure us parents, especially the kids that's going to be at 35, that they're going to be safe?
The Orleans Parish School Board is in charge of renovations at the old McDonough 35 building, but no representatives from the school board were at the meeting. That peeved many parents, including Demira Howard.
They should have been here.
In an emailed statement, the Orleans Parish School Board says areas at McDonough 35 with asbestos have been cleaned and that renovations are on schedule for an August 27th start date. In New Orleans, I'm Jess Clark.